This article will be studied during the week of July 20th through 26th. Make wise decisions regarding additional education. Theme text: The shrewd one ponders each step. Proverbs 14:15. Song 133: Worship Jehovah during youth. Focus: Factors and Bible principles to consider when deciding whether to obtain additional education.
Paragraphs 1 and 2, Question A. What decisions do young people face? Question B. What is meant by the term additional education?
What type of work would you like to do when you grow up? If you are young, you have likely been asked this question many times. The best career that you could choose is a career in full-time service. However, you will also need to support yourself financially. No doubt, you have thought about what secular work you could do in the future. To find employment, some young people, usually under parental guidance, choose to get additional education after completing the required schooling where they live.
The footnote reads, Expression explained. In this article and in the next, additional education refers to any secular education or training beyond the basic education provided by the government, including universities, apprenticeships, trade schools, technical schools, vocational training, short courses, and continuing education.
Maybe you have wondered if you should get additional education. If so, what type? This article will discuss Bible principles that can help you think wisely about your education. Wise thinking leads to wise decisions. Although this article is primarily addressed to young people, it can help any Christian who is considering additional education. The principles can also help parents guide their children. Should you obtain additional education?
Paragraph 3, question. Why might some Christians consider obtaining additional education?
In some places, a person can earn an adequate living without further education. In other places, additional education may help someone find employment that pays better or has better hours. For a Christian, this could allow him to spend more time in the preaching work or in other theocratic activities.
The footnote reads, This information also applies to sisters.
Yet, additional education requires sacrifices and can present a Christian with certain challenges.
Paragraph 4, question, Who should decide if a Christian will obtain additional education?
The Bible says that each person must carry his own load of responsibility. Galatians 6:5. Thus, each adult Christian must make his or her own decision about whether to obtain additional education.
The footnote reads, In the past, our publications have discouraged Christians from obtaining certain types of additional education. For example, the article, Parents, What Future Do You Want for Your Children?, published in the October 1, 2005 issue of The Watchtower, commented on the dangers associated with higher education. While these dangers still exist, deciding whether to obtain additional education is a personal matter. Each Christian, and in the case of young children, each family head, should prayerfully consider Bible principles and the unique factors involved with a certain educational program before making a decision. No Christian, including elders, should judge a fellow Christian's personal decision on this matter.
Parents are also responsible for decisions regarding their young child's education, and their guidance can prepare their child to make wise decisions about education once he is an adult.
Paragraph 5. Question. When should a person begin thinking about additional education, and why?
Young people often need to make a decision about whether they will pursue additional education before they finish their required schooling. Of course, it is wise for a young person to discuss this topic with his parents well before he has to decide. This will give them time to work together researching different options. They may be able to choose subjects at school that will prepare him for his future education or employment. Do they have to make a decision before the young person finishes his required schooling? Not necessarily. Some young ones have chosen to finish school, find work, and start pioneering while they determine whether to obtain additional education. Even later in life, a person may consider such a decision.
The cover picture for paragraph 5 shows a teenage sister and her parents discussing her options for additional education. They consult several school brochures, a JW broadcasting video, and the Bible. The cover picture description and caption read, "Christian parents help their child to make wise decisions about additional education." Paragraph 6 question, "What can help someone to make a wise decision regarding additional education?"
What can help you to make a wise decision regarding additional education? Be sure to pray about the matter. Furthermore, consider taking the following steps. First, honestly analyze your motives. Second, carefully analyze the education that you are considering. Let us discuss these steps one at a time. Analyze your motives.
Paragraph 7, question, "What care should Christians take when considering additional education?"
If you are thinking of obtaining further education, a key question to ask yourself is, why do I want to obtain this form of education? Many people pursue education so that they can get a job that they will enjoy, or one that pays better. Are these motives wrong? Not necessarily. However, the Bible warns us of the dangers of materialism and of seeking security in this system of things. If your motive is to obtain wealth or prestige, not only might you be left feeling empty, but you could also drift away from Jehovah.
Paragraphs 8 and 9, question A, how should Christians view education? Question B, what do you learn from the comments made by Josefina, Maureen, and E. Reese?
How then should you view education? Nothing should be more important to us than serving Jehovah. So, view education as a means to help you support yourself while you focus your life on serving Jehovah wholeheartedly.
Matthew 6:33 reads,
"Keep on then seeking first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you."
Note what helped some Christians to keep a proper view of additional education. Josefina from Chile says, "Secular studies were a means to help me serve Jehovah as fully as possible. My education program had to revolve around my spiritual goals, not the other way around." A sister named Maureen chose a one-year course to become a hairstylist. Why? She says, "My goal was to serve where the need was greater. So I looked for a course that would help me to reach that goal. After finishing the course, I used what I had learned to work as a hairstylist and save money for the move. And once I moved to where the need was greater, my education helped me to find work." Iris, who completed a longer course in the dental field, says, "Additional education may have some advantages, but it will never give you true success and satisfaction. The formula is simple. If Jehovah is the center of your life, satisfaction and success are guaranteed. Yes, when our friendship with Jehovah is the most important thing in our life, we will make decisions that result in lasting happiness." Analyze the education.
Paragraph 10, question, how can the principle found at Deuteronomy 32:29 be applied when deciding on additional education?
You may have in mind a specific course or training program, but it is also useful to consider other possibilities, either in the same field or in other fields. Today, there are education options that did not exist in the past, such as online courses. And do not forget to consider whether you could support yourself without further education. For example, Johanna from Finland did not get any additional education. She says, "After I finished school, I started working part-time and pioneering. I've had a variety of jobs, and I've seen how Jehovah always keeps his promise to provide what we need. Remember that all decisions regarding additional education, whether to obtain it, and what type to obtain, involve advantages and disadvantages. So ask yourself, are the advantages worth the disadvantages?"
Deuteronomy 32:29 reads,
"If only they were wise, they would ponder over this. They would think about their outcome."
Let us consider some factors that will help you answer that question.
Paragraph 11, question. Why is it important to consider the schedule of the education or training?
The schedule. Consider how many hours you will spend each week attending classes, receiving training, and doing homework. Will you still have time for your spiritual routine and family obligations? Could your secular studies leave you feeling too tired mentally for meeting preparation or personal study? This was the case for Jeros from India. He says, "I struggle to focus on spiritual activities. At times, I missed meetings. Looking back, I realized that the course was not worth the time and energy." Then again, some courses are not so time-consuming. Some are part-time. Others require little homework. For example, Rebecca from Mozambique is happy with her choice of education. She says, "The course was only 2 hours a day. It allowed me to continue regular pioneering."
The picture collage for paragraph 11 shows a brother considering whether he can balance additional education with all of his other responsibilities. He carries out his microphone duty at the meeting. He participates in the door-to-door ministry. He works as a barista. He attends a class at a school. The picture caption reads, "If you are considering obtaining additional education, make sure that you will have time for all your important responsibilities." Paragraph 12, question. How can a person make the best use of his time with respect to education?
The length. Consider how many months or years it will take to complete the education program. Would acquiring that education be the best use of your time? If you are young, will the education program allow you to give Jehovah your best during your youth, perhaps in the full-time ministry?
Ecclesiastes 12:1 reads,
"Remember then your grand Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of distress come, and the years arrive when you will say, 'I have no pleasure in them.'"
Are there shorter education options in the same field? For example, vocational training and trade schools may give you practical skills in less time and at less cost than universities. Mario from Chile says, "I chose a 2-year technical course that was cheaper than a university course. I had classes only 4 days a week, which permitted me to pioneer while taking the course."
Paragraph 13. Question. How can a person be affected by where he lives while obtaining additional education?
The location. You may find an education program that is close to home. But what if you find a program in another city? Or what if the education program requires you to live on campus? Be aware that moving away from your family poses a serious spiritual danger, especially if you will room with people who do not share your faith. Matias from Mozambique completed an inexpensive 1-year course. Yet, he regrets his decision. Why? He says, "I had to spend the entire time at a boarding school. I was tempted daily to do wrong things. I recommend taking a course that will not separate you from your family." A sister from Russia says, "I avoided dangers and temptations by living at home with my parents instead of on campus or in a dormitory." You may even be able to find an online course.
Paragraph 14, question. How can the principle found at Luke 14:28 help you when considering additional education?
The financial cost. Some courses are inexpensive or may be funded by the government. In such cases, getting additional education may be an affordable way to gain knowledge and skills that will help you to obtain employment. But in other cases, additional education is expensive. There may also be indirect costs, such as private schooling or tutoring, to help you qualify for enrollment. Some courses leave students with many years of debt. Adilson, from Mozambique, regrets his choice in education. He says, "My family sacrificed food and other basic needs to pay for my four-year course." As you analyze a course or training program, ask yourself, how much will it cost? Can my family or I afford it? Is there a less expensive option?
Luke 14:28 reads,
"For example, who of you wanting to build a tower does not first sit down and calculate the expense to see if he has enough to complete it?"
If I get into debt, how long will it take to pay it off? Will my future employment pay enough to sustain me and pay off the loan?
Paragraph 15, question. Why should you consider the work prospects before deciding on a particular type of education?
The work prospects. Consider the employment market where you live or where you want to live. Will the education actually help you to find a job? Some courses provide little practical training. Instead, they are mostly theoretical, or they focus on intellectual, academic, or philosophical subjects. A sister from India says, "My course did not help me to develop the practical skills that employers require. As a result, I was not able to find work in the field I had studied." Other education may be in a field with few job opportunities. Sublime, from the Central African Republic, completed a course on repairing air conditioners. However, he says, "Where I live, most people repair things themselves, so it can be difficult to find work."
Paragraph 16, question. Why is it worthwhile to consider the type of work that the education may lead to?
Contemplate also the type of work you are likely to find. Will you enjoy it? What will the work environment be like? Is it an industry known for being unsafe, competitive, or stressful? How much money does that type of work typically pay? Will it be enough to support yourself? Will you need ongoing education to keep the job? Most important, will it allow you to put kingdom interests first? Of course, when work is scarce, we cannot afford to be too choosy. But the choice you make regarding education can affect your employment opportunities in the future. Tabitha, from India, chose a 6-month sewing course. She says, "I reasoned that working as a tailor would help me to pioneer. It is a job that would always be in demand, give me a flexible schedule, and not require a large investment." The course helped Tabitha find work to support her pioneering.
Paragraph 17, question A. How can a Christian find the information he needs to make a wise decision regarding education? Question B. What Bible principles shed light on this decision?
We have discussed various factors to consider about additional education. How can you find the information you need to make a wise decision? Research potential courses by visiting the institution or its website. Check job listings to learn how many jobs are available in that field. You could also consult with those who have completed similar training or who work in that field. Ask them, what are the pros and cons of that education or employment? Talk to others who are happily serving Jehovah. What education and employment do they suggest? They may even mention a field of employment that you have not considered.
The following is supplementary information. Bible principles to consider. What are my motives for pursuing additional education? Matthew 6:33 and 1 Timothy 6:8 through 10. How much time will I spend on schooling and homework each week? Philippians 1:10. How many years will the education take to complete? Ephesians 5:15 through 17. Where will I live? 1 Corinthians 15:33. How much will the education cost? Luke 14:28. Will the education help me to find work that can support me and help me to pursue my spiritual goals? Ecclesiastes 12:13. Returning to the article. Paragraph 18. Question: What should we remember?
As we have seen, additional education has advantages and disadvantages. So, prayerfully consider your options. Remember, further education may provide a measure of material stability, but the only way to be truly happy is to have a close friendship with Jehovah. Jehovah will always care for his people, regardless of their secular education. Now, what if you have decided to get additional education? What can help you to remain close to Jehovah during your studies? This will be discussed in the next article. How would you answer? How does Galatians 6:5 apply to decisions regarding additional education? How should Christians view further education? What factors should a Christian consider when deciding whether to obtain additional education? Song 45, The Meditation of My Heart. End of article.